Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
Where we turn the program over to you and you give us your thoughts, questions, comments, smart remarks, whatever's on your mind. 317-684-8444. Interesting. Somebody called the hotline earlier this morning asking for the voicemail line.
Oh, how exciting.
They had the hotline,
yes,
but not the voicemail line.
Someone clearly paying attention and doing all sorts of research.
So that number, 317-684-8444. Okay, somebody wanted to call and kick us off with the Friday edition of your voicemails talking about the Indiana Fever.
Hey guys, have you priced out Fever tickets lately? Almost every game is completely sold out. The only tickets available are resale, but even the nosebleed sections are going for $200. The floor seats are going for $2,000, and the midsection is going for anywhere from $385 to $750 a ticket. This is insane. She hasn't even played her first professional game yet. And these are Colts level tickets. I'm not even a basketball fan. If I go to a Pacers game, I'm there for the pretzel and to watch the cheerleaders. But, you know, we were tempted to try and get a couple tickets just go see what all the hype is about. But at this price, hell no. Let someone else pay it.
The hype is about Caitlin Clark.
Why is everyone into the Fever this year?
I think you knew that. And I think those prices are going to continue to be high for this first season.
Yeah, but here would be my advice. And consult a trained professional after hearing this advice.
Yeah.
It's just one guy spitballing some ideas. I think I'd wait on that if I were you, if you really wanted to go. Because can you imagine if you're paying that? And I certainly hope this does not happen. But what if she gets injured?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if...
And doesn't even get in then. Yeah.
Right. What if you've paid that? I mean, and let's face it, the newness factor of it, and you see this with concerts all the time, when some big name artist goes on tour, that it's, you know, insane prices are out of the gate. And then by the time, hey, they're on their 30th night of the tour and you can hit some Midwest city that may not be quite as strong, you can, you know, save a few bucks. By probably the 20th game, some of the newness factor will have worn off. Now, if she's averaging 30 points a game and, you know, like Dr. doing reverse dunks like Dr. J, okay, then maybe you'd have to pay a little more. But if you ain't paying it now anyway, what difference does it make? I'd advise everybody who can't get in on any insanity, just hold off a little bit.
Just be patient.
And see what happens. And here's the thing, Casey, nobody's factoring this in. She could flop.
She could.
I certainly hope she doesn't. I certainly hope she's great for the city.
Mm-hmm.
She could flop.
There are
all sorts of number one picks in all sorts of sports who have all sorts of can't miss all over them. And then they do miss.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. Great college games don't always translate to great professional games.
Did you see Tim McGraw was wearing her jersey? He was in concert.
I did see that, yes.
Wearing the number 22.
You know, my favorite thing about that is all the women just want to look at him, and then they were posting as though, I think it's so nice that he was. No, you wanted to post this because you like looking at him.
His biceps.
Yeah,
You're not fooling anybody. Well, Fanatics has reported that all of her jerseys are sold out, but they will be getting more. They're going to re-up their stock. Okay, so there was that awkward exchange between Caitlin Clark and Indy Star columnist Greg Doyle.
Yeah.
And here's a call about that.
I like the way the media is making a molehill out of an anthill on this Greg Doyle thing. If Greg is married after his remarks he made to Miss Caitlin Clark the other day, that's just maybe his wife does what my wife does sometime. She She has this big iron skillet that she hits the back of my head with to straighten me out. Now, she is on the iron skillet a month program, and every time she hits me with one of those iron skillets, it seems like it makes a dent in it. Mm-hmm. Very unusual. I didn't know that could happen to iron mm-hmm. skillets. But it does straighten me out, and it's a great tool for anybody that needs to straighten out their husbands, UKC, the wonderful ladies that are married to the folks on your staff there, mm-hmm. all types of people. Highly recommended. As for Greg Doyle, Greg, next time rehearse your script a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Iron Skillet of the Month Club. Apparently it's not working if it's of the month.
By the way, just for disclosure, my rule with the jerseys, right, Casey? That if you're a grown-ass person, mm-hmm. you should not be wearing another
person's name on your,
name
back?
On your
yeah.
back. That applies to Caitlin Clark,
does
too.
It? So is her name on the jersey? I know 22 is.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Like, hey, just put a 22 on there. People will figure it out.
What
yeah,
does that mean?
That totally applies here, too. So, and look, I don't want to get into the battle of the sexes here, but if you're a grown-ass man mm-hmm. and you're wearing a grown-ass woman's name on the back of your shirt...
Is that better or worse
than
your mind?
That's worse,
Why
Casey.
Why is that worse?
Like I said, I'm not going to get into the battle of the sexes here, but
no,
it's worse.
Why is that worse?
It's all weird, Casey.
I would think that would be...
You're a grown-ass individual, and you're being
better.
Subservient to another grown-ass individual. Mm-hmm. Now, again, kids, totally fine.
Don't you have an exception?
College kids? The exception is if it's someone you grew up mm-hmm. as a child mm-hmm. that was one of your heroes or whatever,
yeah.
then that's fine. So, like, if you were my age and you were wearing a Frank Thomas jersey and mm-hmm. he was your childhood hero because you're capturing the nostalgia of your childhood, what I'm talking about is there's going to be some 40-something-year-old dude who's mm-hmm. going to be wearing Caitlin Clark's name on mm-hmm. the back of his shirt.
Yeah.
And that's a party foul. I'm sorry. That's
you don't
just
think
a party
that
foul.
Just shows that he's supporting women in sports?
No, he could wear a Fever shirt, and that's supporting women's in sports. He's not being subservient to another adult.
Okay, and you can't have a hero when you're a grown person? They have to be from your childhood?
Not another grown person.
Okay. I'm just...
I mean...
I just want to know what the rules
Casey,
are,
Casey, when I was a kid, I loved Hulk Hogan mm-hmm. because I believed that the earthquake splash actually put him in the hospital and he came back. Mm-hmm. As an adult,
yeah,
it's fake.
Yeah.
So we don't believe the same things, right? It's sports. It's fine. You want to support the team. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But don't wear another grown person's name on your back unless it was someone you grew up, idolizing or whatever the phrase is.
In regards to Hulk Hogan, you actually did the opposite. Like you could put on a skull cap, right? To try and be like him, and you did the reverse of that.
Yes, I put more hair in my head.
Right, exactly.
But like, for example, when I went to wrestling many years ago as an adult, mm-hmm. I painted my face like the Ultimate Warrior and had the Ultimate Warrior shirt
I've seen pictures.
That's because he was my childhood hero. I'm exempted from that. I play by the rules that I set forth for others.
Okay.
I would not, for example, today, who's a modern wrestler? A modern wrestler would be, I would not be wearing a Roman Reigns t-shirt out somewhere. Why? Because I'm a grown-ass man. And he's a grown-ass man.
Okay. Good to know.
So I don't think these are unreasonable rules I'm setting forth. Do you?
I would wear a Caitlin Clark jersey. Yeah, for sure.
So
show my support. No, I think it's supporting rising tide raises all boats. I think it's supporting other women.
Kevin.
Playing.
Yeah, I have a jersey of a deceased soccer player.
When did he die?
I think he died in like the 70s.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's an old
so
person.
So I can wear that,
it's
right?
older than you. That's fine. If the thing is older yeah. than you mm-hmm. or you were a kid when the thing was happening, mm-hmm. it's totally fine. You're paying homage to those who came before.
Okay, I
you're
get
wearing that.
You're
wearing that Caitlin Clark jersey. You're just a bandwagon person.
Okay. All right. Another phone call. This one is about property taxes.
Hey, Casey and Rob. This is Lori. Appreciate your property tax conversation with Jim Merritt. I live in Indianapolis, and my property tax has doubled since I purchased my house 5 years ago. And I can assure you that my income has not doubled. Yeah. I would like a state legislator to explain why the tax can't be based on what I pay for my house, because that's how I decided what I can afford. It's like I bought a Honda 5 years ago, but I'm now having to pay like my house is a Mercedes. Thanks for all you do and sticking up for the little guy.
Mm. Well, they can. They don't want to because, and this is our fault, and this is where we talked about you have to vote all the incumbents out. There are no good incumbents running. None. None of these people are your friends in the General Assembly. None of them have done anything for you. If you think that person likes you or cares about you, you're wrong. And if you vote for them, you're part of the problem. You have to vote out all of these incumbents. But the reason they do this, they could. Like, that's Rainwater's idea, right? Point of sale. You sell the house, you're making money, you pay the property tax, whatever number we come up with, when at the point of sale. But they don't want to do that because that's going to piss off the schools. Because the schools now are addicted to the money grab. Look at what we just started the show, first hour, with what's going on with Pike Township, which is super gross. Pike Township gets all this money that comes in during COVID, all this federal money. And instead of saying, hey, look, we're going to squirrel some of this away, we're going to do some one-time only stuff that we needed to do, whatever, however you delegate those funds, they hire a bunch of people and create a bunch of government.
Yep.
And then once the COVID money runs out, they go, well, shoot.
But
money's
gone.
They
want to keep the positions.
Well, yeah, we can't get rid of this government. So now that you have a tax referendum, if you live there, where they're going to try to raise your taxes. The legislators fear the schools more than they fear you. And they are not going to fix property taxes until you make them fix property taxes. This is the golden goose right now. They have figured out a way where no elected official actually has to take the heat for this and everybody can blame somebody else. Think about it on this discussion. Nobody ever accepts the blame for this. You have the local officials who say, well, it's the assessor's fault. She assessed your house. The assessor will say, well, I'm following the laws set by the state. The state will say, well, it's the assessor's fault. She assesses your house. Oh, and it's the county's fault because the towns and cities' fault because they set your tax rate. It's just like the judge, the crime problem in Marion County, where the prosecutor points at the judge. The judge points at the prosecutor. The prosecutors point at the legislature. Everybody just keeps pointing at each other instead of somebody actually solving the problem.
Phone call about term limits and how we feel about that.
Quick question. What are your thoughts on term limits for Congress since yesterday when none of the Democrats showed up for the impeachment hearing on Mayorkas? I think that shows the ultimate slap in the face of the American people and just how the swamp works.
Yeah.
Well, I support term limits, but I think you could solve this issue without term limits. There's a couple things you could do. Number one, no pensions for people who serve in Congress. Government's not supposed to be a career. And if you get, look at Pence and Bouchon,
right,
who conveniently are quitting
right after they're eligible.
Right at the time that they're going to qualify. You think that's an accident? Look at Spartz, who backpedaled. She needs two more years to get in the pension program. Think that's an accident? No. Somebody wised her up to that, and she changed her tune. So if you get rid of the pension and the benefits that come with that, look, you go to Congress, you're being a congressman, you're a job, you get paid. I don't have a problem with that. But this idea that we pay these people forever based on if you served 3 years or three terms, I'm sorry, 6 years, that's ridiculous. Also, no insider trading. These people want these jobs because they can do stuff that if you or
access
I do it,
information.
They go to prison. Mm-hmm. You cut away all that. You make them sell every stock. If you're going to run for Congress, you sell everything you have in your portfolio as it relates to the stock market and investments. These people wouldn't want to stay there anymore. Mm-hmm. It would fix itself. So you could get there by term limits, or you get there by choking off the benefits and the money.